Let's move on to item four, our first business item, which is to consider and take possible action to approve communication with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So in your packet for item four, you have a memorandum from Gail concerning a proposed letter to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. As you all are probably aware, I think you are, there's been a fair amount of communication back and forth between the Retiree Support Group and the Bureau of Labor Statistics concerning whether and to what extent the published CPI for 2021 was accurate. RSG has identified a number of concerns, some flaws that they believe exist. So the proposed letter before you is essentially a formal request from CSERA for BLS to respond to those concerns. We, like myriad numbers of other agencies, I can't even begin to think of how many cities and counties rely on CPI, but we're a member of the constituency of BLS. As I say, like most other public agencies, there are different indices that some may use, whether it's Alderman Consumers or different indices that BLS has created, but we're all users. We rely on it for the conduct of business. So the proposed letter is really, when stripped of nuance and complexity, a request for BLS to address the items on the merits, to resolve it one way or the other so that we can move on. So comments, questions on item four. Gail, did I cover it adequately?
Yes, Scott, I just got one question. The numbers that we have there for October, is it possible to also update that and put the December numbers in? Because the number for San Francisco and LA separated more, and also for San Diego that they use, and I believe Riverside, they do theirs in November, their final, and those numbers were also higher and a bigger spread than what it was in October, about just adding or updating those numbers in the letter.
Yeah, so in terms of our letter, the numbers that are in this draft were taken directly from the RSG letter, because the letter was essentially trying to identify the communication that BLS had previously received. So, I mean, we can update the numbers. Gail, remind me, which numbers are we relying on? Which slice of 12 months are we actually using?
What we're doing, if we do the yearly number, the ones that came out in December, that was for the year, that 4.424 that we're looking at on Siegel's letter. And then if you go to LA, it's different. It's a bigger difference between that and their December numbers in the BLS CPI.
Yeah, so we're looking at the year-over-year December CPI for the San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward area, just to clarify.
Okay. So, well, I guess we have a choice. We can add a reference to the months of, you know, the December to December slice. You know, happy to do that. I mean, Louis, just in terms of what we're doing, you know, for purposes of this letter, we're not directly raising the issue of the veracity of the numbers, because frankly, we as CSERA don't have that kind of information. It's not an analysis that we have done. It's certainly an analysis that the RSG did, of course. So, I mean, I think the bigger concern that I had in looking at this and reading Jack Funk's, you know, his communications was that, you know, BLS needs to respond on the merits as I see it, and I hope as you all see it, in terms of it's a pretty important function. I can't even imagine the number of contracts throughout the United States, certainly in California, that are tied to CPI in some fashion, whether they be employee agreements or service agreements or all of them. It's mind-boggling. So it would concern me, and I hope concerns everybody, that there, you know, the lack of response, which has been what has occurred so far, it is troubling. So I think that the first thrust, Louis, is to get BLS engaged. I don't know what the answer is. I don't profess to know what's right or why the numbers are different, but I know that there's enough of an anomaly or an apparent anomaly that it deserves a very formal response, and BLS needs to line out its reasoning. Anyway, that's where I'm coming from. So happy for others to weigh in, of course, but that's the thrust of it.
Well, and I would agree, Scott. I think you and staff have drafted a letter that's just sort of opening the door for discussion. It's not accusatory. It's just saying, hey, we're getting this inquiry. We want to better understand the methodology and why there's this big disparity. I think that then opens the whole discussion for future quarters as well, to have them look at it, potentially say, oh, you know, we made an error, or to us saying, here's the numbers where you're way off in the Bay Area compared to LA. So to me, this isn't the letter I think it's going to resolve it. It's just going to open the discussion and lay the foundation.
I want to say I thought the letter was very well drafted. I liked it. I liked the style. We shouldn't be opining on whether their calculations are correct or incorrect. We should be doing exactly, I think, what we said in the letter, encouraging them to respond to a reasonably affiliated organization. And we need to have that information. It's completely appropriate as a plan and a board for us to have that as correct as possible.
All right, thank
you. So I would move that we adopt. Is that what you need, approval of the letter?
Certainly a motion is appropriate. I think we anticipated a motion, Gail. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I you know, it's an action item, so we would want to proceed by motion.
I would like to move that we approve sending the letter.
Complete section.
All right, it's been moved and seconded by Jerry Holcomb to send the letter, which is in your packet. Any further discussion or questions on the item?
If it's fairly straightforward to do so, I'd like to incorporate Louis' concerns and include the December data or the December numbers.
I don't know that I think what Scott was saying is he was taking it directly from what was requested of us. And since we're not ourselves, we're asking for this information. I don't know that we need to add it. Because Scott was saying we're really bringing forward what they had already asked that was already not answered. And so I think if we start bringing in an additional request, it sort of convolutes the question. And I think that will be resolved in the response we ultimately get. But that's just my reaction. If other people want to include it, that's fine.
I would agree.
As the seconder of the motion, I believe the letter should stand as is. The draft.
Likewise with the proposer.
Okay. Yeah. Other comments, questions, concerns?
Mr. Right. Chair, we do have a public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I should have asked about that. All right. So we have public comment on the item. Let's hear from the public.
We will move John Funk over now so that he can speak.
Hello. I hope you can hear me now. This is Jack Funk, chair of the RSG, and I thank you for your draft and your anticipated action and forwarding that along. I wanted to second what Louis Kroll had raised, which is the most recent set of figures. And what I wanted to point out is I had sent a letter dated January 19th addressed to Chairperson Gordon, distributed to a couple of other board members. In the second full paragraph of that letter, I have the most recent figures that Louis Kroll was speaking about. And in looking at the draft from Chairperson Gordon, I think that one could simply add that before the very last paragraph. So you've got your third main paragraph describes the discrepancies as they existed October to October. The paragraph that I have referenced in my most recent letter gives the updated information, and that could just be added after that. It shows the continuation of the same problem, which, and it's slightly higher, actually, the disparity between the Bay Area and the rest of California. I also wanted to add that the new point of information we had since we were last raised this issue is that BLS has acknowledged that a lot of data was not obtainable due to COVID issues. So there's a recognition there that the data set is not complete. And our concern is that lack of completeness might have contributed to this fairly substantial disparity. So we really appreciate the board taking the action as proposed, should it do so. And we thank you, but I would suggest the addition of the most recent numbers that can simply be cut and pasted from my most recent letter into the draft.
So, thank you. Jack, thank you. A question for you. In terms of the most recent numbers, were those numbers presented to BLS, or was that just presented to me in your letter?
I'm trying to remember if we sent an additional letter to BLS. I'm not certain that we did. I did speak with somebody, two persons at BLS. One individual was from the Bay Area region, and then he referred me to a person in Washington, D.C., and I chatted with them about these anomalies. But I am not certain that I've actually put before BLS the same figures that I referenced in that second paragraph of my most recent letter.
Okay. And in your travels, did you learn, at least at what I have identified or learned, which is that the COVID disclaimer that BLS has issued applies beyond the California metro indices, right? That's a general disclaimer?
Yes, that's correct. That there were dislocations all over the country, of course.
Right.
There are, if one looks at the BLS tables, you can see different data points corresponding to different categories of information. And there's at least one that's missing in the Bay Area category. But what the BLS does is they have a statistical method of imputing figures when they don't actually have the raw data. And I was looking further in the contribution by the Siegel accounting firm on this, and they note that there are, I think you said 90,000 or just a lot of pieces of data. And that micro data is not made available to the public for a variety of reasons. So one is not really able to analyze the statistical problem without having the raw data. So the only persons who can do that are BLS. Yes, the COVID issue was national, but we don't really have a way of knowing whether that adversely impacted the Bay Area relative to the other regions.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments for Jack Funk? Seeing none, thank you, Jack, for your input and comment. So, Christina, do we have any other requests for public comment on this item?
No, that was the only one.
Okay, all right. So what is the pleasure of the board in light of the comments? I mean, it sounds to me like
We have a motion and a second on the table.
We do have a motion and a second on the table. In terms of what's before BLS, I think it is the numbers that are in the letter that I drafted for the moment. It sounds that way anyway.
I would want to stay with the letter that is drafted, that we're looking at as a draft and are now considering adoption of.
That's the motion on the table.
Yes.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's proceed to a vote on the motion. Absent, I don't see any other hands up. So On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Jabotarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll. Missed you there. What did we do with Louis? He's on my lower right. I think you're on mute, Louis.
I saw him been kind of connecting and reconnecting several times. Maybe he has issues with connection.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll pass Louis for the moment. MacDonald?
I actually wanted to hear what Louis had to say, and I'm wondering if he had technical problems that he wasn't able to chime in after Jack Funnett had spoken.
Yeah, he's dropped off for the moment. He's probably there. He's coming back in now. Louis, can you hear us?
Hey, Scott, I lost it. I don't know if you copied my eye.
I'm sorry, say that again, Louis.
Yeah, I froze.
Get his eye.
Copied my eye.
Okay, you know, I did not hear your eye, so you'll be cast as an eye. Thank you, Louis. MacDonald.
Thank you.
MacDonald, aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Zhu.
Aye.
All right. The motion carries unanimously. On item 4, so we'll get the letter tidied up and sent to BLS. Thank you.